Black Snakes to another Drill Weekend. Today on air, we have with us a public affairs specialist, a criminal analyst in law enforcement, the oldest of 12, and 6 siblings are in the military. And I'm sure I missed something else because I'm sure this person could just kill me with a little Polaroid picture. So on air with us today, Tech Sergeant Kathleen LaCourt. I hope I did you justice with your intro. I love your intro. 6 siblings in the military. That just fascinates me. Welcome to the show. And I must add, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm super excited. There's a couple of areas I wanted to cover today. One, you returning home and your knowledge in your career field. I see you all over the Air Force websites and things that we can do that we'll dive into to look up and how people can find their stuff and all these awesome pictures you guys take. But before we dive into that, I just wanted to ask, how did you even end up joining the military?
So I wanted to get into intel. I originally joined the Army Reserves and I wanted to be trained in intel. I knew that's the career field that I wanted. So I joined and I got free training through the Army and kind of got my intel career started that way. So yeah, that's kind of how it started.
That was it. You wanted to go into intel and join the Army?
Yes.
It's as simple as that. I love it. Yes. No one forced you?
No.
So I've learned a lot about you personally, friends, a mentorship, and then just seeing your face on a drill weekend at every ceremony. The PA team, they are the ones going unnoticed in the background, grabbing all those exceptional shots that we use on social media and Divids and just all the websites that we're going to go through today. But first, I didn't know I would get this lucky to work with PA more being part of the podcast, and so maybe jokes on Chief Hoop because he put us together. And you know, but also speaking of Chief Hoop, I really appreciated him reaching out. So when you were gone, he reached out for you specifically, and I just wanted to dive into your trip, what you can go over, and just give us that public affairs view on what you got to do actually during your deployment.
Sure. So I feel really lucky I made the switch from intel to public affairs. I enjoyed intel, but I needed a little break from just sitting behind a computer all day. And public affairs was just the perfect way to kind of get out into the world, to see what the rest of the Air Force is doing, the rest of the military, and just enjoy watching the great work that the rest of the military does and be able to highlight it and share it with the rest of the world. It's a very exciting job. And I just got back from Africa and I was able to shoot video and photos of just the great work that all of our team members are doing around the world. It was a great experience. I had the opportunity to go to several different countries in Africa. We spent some time with other militaries, American partners in Africa, and their militaries, and just to work with them and do knowledge exchanges with those countries. And it was just an amazing experience. I learned so much personally and had such great experiences there.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. What was the craziest position you had to do to get the best shot?
Let me think for a second.
Like, were you upside down on your head, a boot off, propped up?
I'll just share a few experiences. Maybe something will pop into my head. Because like right now, I can't think of anything real, real crazy. But we were shooting the French Desert Commando course. So we were out in the desert. It's a really cool location at a French base. And the base is right on the ocean with some mountains in the background and desert. So it was a very cool location. So we had great shots. And we were there from morning till night. These Army and Air Force personnel who were going through the course were able to follow them around through the different swimming, mountain climbing challenges that they had. And it was a very, very intense course, but it was just amazing to see how these soldiers and airmen pushed themselves to the limit for this French Desert Commando course. And I really enjoyed that opportunity.
Are you allowed to talk about what shots you got or where we can find those at least?
Yes, you can find. Actually, we put together a video of an overview of the event, and you can find that and the photos and the story about that on DVIDS. It's dvids.gov. And you can use the search bar in there, just kind of like a Google search, and you can type your own name in there or a friend's name, family member's name, to see if you can find any photos on the of them, or if there's an event that you want to look for, or even if your unit, if you want to look for photos of your unit, you can type, so just use it as a Google search, and you can find anything that's been posted for that search term that you look for.
So search your name and we'll find all your stuff.
Exactly.
Did you have a best moment being over there?
There's a lot of best moments. One of the really cool things that we were able to do was to get out into the local community where we were serving and actually donate some of our time to local orphanages and schools. And that was a really cool experience. I really enjoyed that. Just had some great time with the little kiddos. And we also were able to do some knowledge exchanges with some of the locals there as far as language. So they would share some of their language with us and we would share our language with them. So if they wanted to learn English, we could, you know, have conversations with them to help them learn the English language better. And it was just, it was a really enriching experience. I'm glad I was able to do that.
Would you do it again?
I would, yes.
Yeah. How much experience do you need to get to go on a trip like that?
Actually, I think you learn along the way. I know I did. This was my first deployment, and I was a little nervous about it. Like, will I be able to, you know, hold up under the stress or be able to operate at the level that I need to? And I think I just, you know, with my coworkers that I worked with and people around me, you know, we all supported each other and got each other through it. And yeah, it was, I'm really glad that I had the opportunity. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you tell us anything else, you'll have to, you know, take us out on the on the street. But so you made the switch from Intel to PA to public affairs. How long have you been doing that now?
It's been about 6 years now.
Wow. And then what does PA encompass? We think of PA, cameras, photos, video equipment, different reels that have been going out for advertising on the base now, social media content. What am I missing?
So, yeah, you've got it right. It's communicating the message of the Air Force to the public, to Americans, even to the rest of the world, and also to our airmen. So it's sharing the good news that of what the airmen do every day, as well as, you know, the goals and messaging of the Air Force and our intentions to project American power throughout the world.
I did not know that. That is very impactful. So what happens to all these photos, videos, articles, and that messaging? Where is that stored and how can people find that? DVIDS, and I asked that because DVIDS is, or DVIDS or DVIDS, I'm not sure how to say it correctly, but it's a newer system I didn't know we had. So I can imagine if I didn't know after 23 years, who else might not know to find their pictures of, even maybe parents want to find pictures of their children and they can look them up too?
Yes, DVIDS is the best place to go, and also the social media for each wing or base will often have some information there or sharing photos or video as well.
And the base seems to have, most bases in my experience, have an official .com website or something that you can start perusing.
Okay. Yes, that's correct.
That it just ties it all together. I really like that. So going from PA home station versus your trip, what were the big differences?
So I feel as a guardsman, we're always training for these deployments. And that's what we do every month when we attend drill, is training up for the times when we will be called into active duty or even to serve our state and here in Indiana. And I really do see that now, having been deployed, that the time at drill is very valuable for training up for those times when you're actually in the field and things really do have a serious connotation to it. You know, everything's on the line and you have to perform. So it really is valuable.
Even within the mundane work of checking those boxes each month, month after month, it's still worth it to go do the job downrange.
Yes.
It sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding, even though deployment sometimes can be taxing on your personal life, and they can also be very long hours and tiring. But I think what you accomplish, especially when you have good teammates that you're working with, it's very rewarding.
Which do you think you like better? Home station, deployment, a little both?
I think a little of both. I mean, yeah. I could definitely go back on another deployment, but it is nice to be home too.
Well, even a mini TDY, right? A two-
yes.
or three-week trip somewhere is you get to capture a little bit of that experience and what we go to practice for.
For sure.
Is
yeah.
that, would that be a fair statement stateside if you are in public affairs, go TDY.
Totally, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely, whenever you have an opportunity to volunteer, do it, because it just adds to that level of expertise or experience.
Do confidence. You ever get to go with different bases too? Like if they need someone, or if a base is here and they can't bring their PA, can we capture
yes, that,
their moment?
That does happen sometimes, yes.
Okay.
So,
huh.
yeah.
Do you notify another PA member on base where you're at to let them know you're there if you're going to be capturing anything, or invite them along?
Yeah, so one example that I can think of right now was one of my brothers. He's in the Army. He's an Army Ranger, and he was competing in the Best Ranger competition. So I asked if I could, as PA, Public Affairs, can I cover my brother's event? And so I got to meet public affairs at that location, at that base, and work with them as a public affairs professional to cover my brother's competitions. So not only did I get to watch his competition, but I got to cover it as PA, take photos and video. That was a really cool experience.
And you got paid?
Yes.
That made that all worth it. I
yes.
got paid to see you this time. Oh, that would be fun. I would go see my siblings more, I think, if I got paid to see them.
Yes.
I'm sure you, being six of you in the military, mm-hmm. you're one of 12, it probably wouldn't hurt either, right?
Yeah, and it was a great learning experience as well. So I just kind of honed my skills a little bit in a bona fide military competition. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not immune to competition either. You like to go after stuff like that and
yeah.
compete. And yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. So public affairs, all I can think of is the last minute scramble for the official photo when you're going to apply for a job. What other services do you guys offer for service members at the base?
A lot of what we try to do is communicate the Air Force message, and a lot of that is showing and highlighting the hard work that airmen do in all of the different AFSCs. It's a really unique privilege to be able to do that, because not everyone gets to see all of the different skill sets in action in the Air Force, and it's very impressive, I would
yeah.
say.
So at our base specifically, if a unit or shop has a specific fun exercise they're doing or fun home station training, reach out to someone in public affairs and ask you guys if you guys want to cover this and
yes.
maybe do an article about it. Okay.
And please let us know. We're always looking for ways to highlight the airmen and the great work that airmen are doing for the Air Force.
So. Yeah. When you guys say looking for coverage, is there specific things you're looking for?
The training that airmen are doing is a big part of it. So if we can cover things like that, engagement with the community, basically show our skills and our training that we're working toward the mission of the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the support. Yeah, they give us. I know our community in Fort Wayne is huge. They give us so much support at the 122nd, and I hope it's reciprocated on the
yes.
us to them as well. Right. Yeah. Since being in, you came, you know, Army Intel to Air Force Public Affairs. What have you seen change throughout your time in?
More recently, public affairs in the Air Force has changed to where you used to have specialties like video or photo or journalism. And now they've kind of combined those skill sets so that everyone is trained in all of those things, so that when you're deployed, you can potentially, you know, if you need to, be a one-man show and cover everything that needs to be covered. That's definitely
a lot of learning, because I know just trying to edit podcasts on my own with training, it was still tough. And then I couldn't imagine adding video on top of audio, and then in a position to get the photo to capture the article, and then have that creative writing to even make the article interesting to read. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
It is a lot of training, but it's a fun job.
Yeah.
And in the deployed environment, it can be very busy, but it makes the time go by very quickly.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Gosh. Do you have a favorite area you like to work in?
I do like video a lot and photo too. It's kind of, I don't know which so like one wins out, but
the still
I think
or
it's video.
Action, yeah.
Yes.
Video.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's really nice. It's fun. It's a form of art. It definitely is a form of art, but I enjoy just watching people. I've always watched people. I just find, human beings very interesting, and being able to capture that on camera is just a really cool thing, especially when you can capture emotion or action, and it's visually appealing. It's a very cool thing to be able to see the finished product.
Yeah. You guys have finished products in Maxwell Hall, too. I love when the photos change. We get new faces in there and new action shots and whatever you guys print up. I'll walk the hall every once in a while. I'm like, oh, there's new pictures. And then usually send out a chat. And I'm like, they have new pictures. I'm just saying, it's worth it. So what do you think your skills that you've learned in the military, using them on the civilian side, in your one of many facets to you, how is that translated?
So, for example, I think it's translated in a lot of different ways, but public affairs specifically, it's really taught me how to talk to people better, how to communicate with people, and just shoot the breeze with people and kind of come alongside them and make them feel like they are valuable and that someone cares about what they're doing and someone is interested. And I think everyone appreciates feeling that way sometimes. So if you can make someone feel that way, they're more likely to open up to you. And I think that was a great learning lesson for me.
And maybe relax for when you capture that moment for them.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Those candid moments, those have got to be some of my favorite pictures of, you know, a family member, my child. Mm-hmm. Those are my most favorite pictures. That's who they are authentically. And for you to be able to capture that.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Does it translate to different certifications, different things you can do on the outside? Like if someone wanted to do weddings.
Totally. Weddings, marketing. I know, have some friends who have gone into marketing, done, photography or videography. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities out there with that training.
That's really cool. And then you get to do it, the fun job on the weekend too.
Right.
Yeah. What is your most favorite part of the job?
I think that's just it. It's just getting to know people and getting to see them take pride in their work and being able to then showcase that to the rest of the world. I think that's a really cool opportunity. I've met a lot of really cool people, which I really enjoy. I made some friends and just had a lot of great experiences.
Public affairs, in my opinion, being in, 23 years now, they're your artsy ones that are really creative. And you don't know what's going to come out, and it's always the best polished work. And they see these little details. I remember watching the ceremony, the prep stage, and there was these little stickers on the chairs on the stage. I wouldn't have seen them. Immediately, hey, I'll be right back, goes, fixes the stage. Half the things that she saw, I did not. I was like, wow, you really have an eye for that stuff. Just putting out the best product for that best moment. You guys have a niche for that. If someone is looking to join the military, what would you tell them?
I would say do your research. Just question yourself, like, is this something that is healthy for me? And if it is, then go for it. I knew for me it was the right thing at the time, and I put some thought into it. I didn't just jump into it. I talked to my friends and family. Some people encouraged me and others didn't, but at the end of the day, I knew I had to go with my gut, and I knew it was right for me at the time, and it's turned out to come true. It's given me so many opportunities. I've met so many great people, and I've learned so many things. And so I would say, don't be afraid, just do it.
Don't be afraid, just do it. Come out and see us. Come out and hang out with you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be afraid, just do it. Is there any final words you want to leave with us today, whether it's home station wisdom or deployment wisdom?
I just want to say thank you to everyone at the 122nd that I've worked with. It's been an amazing privilege, and with my friends over when I was deployed in Africa, we had a great time together and really did some good work. So thank you to everyone, and I really look forward to the future and what we can accomplish together.
Yeah, I wish we had video for this episode, because I can see just pride when you're talking about your deployment all over your face. So make sure you send this to your friends.
I will.
Yeah. Kathleen, Sergeant LaCourte, thank you so much for your time today. This has been, I'm glad Chief Hoop reached out to get you on air. Thank you for your time today. Getting to highlight careers like this and opportunities is one of the best parts of this job. This is an additional duty, and so to get to do that and get the same reward as you, I'm going to own that. NEI, thank you for the space and your partnership within our community. We really appreciate that. Black Snakes, back to you. Share the show. We want this to be the fastest growing military podcast out there, and it's because of people like you. So until next time, storm hell.
This is the official podcast of the 122nd Fighter Wing. Views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the 122nd Fighter Wing, Air National Guard, or United States government. No endorsement of any person or business is ever intended. Thank you.